The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. My brothers and sisters, this reading comes to us this morning from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors, who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. I've preached on this feast for 34 years now. Well, this is my 34th time preaching on this feast day of Corpus Christi. And then, since it's a cycle of the A, B, and C cycle, I've preached on this text then how many times? 11 times. So those who have been here, you must remember my homilies on this text. If not, I'll refresh you. Actually, this is a new one. I've never preached on the central image in this conversational teaching, which is eating. Eating. Eating is an act of assimilation, an intimate act by which part of the world becomes part of us. So I've said before that if you look at me, you see a lot of donuts and desserts and chicken. We're not separate from the world. In fact, we are physically constituted by the world. So it is in this eating dynamic that Jesus uses for his spiritual purposes. And he often does that. As we eat bread, it becomes part of us. So we must integrate the consciousness of Jesus and make it our own. And so the key concern is the transfer of consciousness here from Jesus to us. That's what's supposed to happen. As one spiritual teacher puts it, whenever we eat material food, it becomes us. Whenever we eat spiritual food, we become it. And so in the text here, picking up on the last word Jesus said, flesh, the Jews ask him, "How can this man," or they ask themselves, "how can this man give us his flesh to eat?" If they mean this literally, as even some people today, some gruesome images are inhibiting their imagination, to say the least. And although their question is misguided, Jesus' evocative and symbolic answer extends the teaching so that the image of, quote, eating the living bread come down from heaven is now transformed into imagery of eating his flesh and drinking his blood, the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man. So this division of flesh and blood symbolizes the death of Jesus, and it points to the way he is going to communicate his consciousness. So Jesus' death in John's Gospel is conceived as a movement from a grain of wheat to much fruit. It's not a loss, but a transformative process through which he will be more. Part of that more is his increased accessibility. He will be available to more people as the risen Lord than he is as Jesus, the historical individual. The form of this accessibility will be participation in the ritual Eucharistic meal. Eating the bread will be eating his flesh. Drinking the wine will be drinking his blood. And through these symbolic acts, the revelation of his dying will be communicated to those who eat and drink. So what will they ingest? They will appropriate the embodied consciousness of Jesus, this abiding awareness of divine love, transforming death into life. And although material food and drink can be assimilated without attending to the process of it, consciousness cannot be transferred in an unconscious way. So we will have to eat and drink in a certain way. And so the Greek word that Jesus uses for eating in this text emphasizes the physical crunching of food. So think about your favorite food. Put it in your mouth. What do you do with it? You savor it. You probe it. You move it around. You chew it. You taste its essence. And you want it to last. This literal way of probing and knowing food is symbolic of what must occur if the mind of Christ is going to become our mind through the Eucharistic eating and drinking today. We assimilate the inner essence, not concentrating on the bread or the wine, the physicality, but what it points to and what its essence is. We eat who we are, and we become what we eat, according to St. Augustine. So when Jesus is giving himself to you as the bread of life, and you eat this bread, you will live forever. He's saying to us, find yourself in me. Find yourself in me. Be reflected truthfully before the mirror of perfect freedom. That is the divine gaze. Look at yourself as God looks at you, with unconditional love, a love beyond your imagination. So look at yourself as God looks at you, and you will be free from the revolving hall of mirrors that is the people and the culture around you. Don't let other people's responses and experiences determine who you are or what you feel about yourself. If you eat this food as your primary nutrition, you are psychologically and spiritually indestructible. If you have assimilated the consciousness of Jesus, then you know that you are one with God, that you are eternal. My brothers and sisters, and who you are in God is who you are. Everything else is changing or passing away. But who you are in God is who you are. And so the Eucharist becomes our ongoing touchstone for our Christian journey, a place to which we must repeatedly return in order to find our face, our name, our absolute identity, who we are in Christ, and thus who we are forever. This, indeed, is the defining Christian ritual. And so let us consciously give ourselves, as we do when we do the Mass, let us give ourselves to the Father. As you hear the priest say, let us give ourselves through him, with him, and in him, in union with the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen.